The Oscar Dyson was docked at Kodiak's Pier 2 as a thick fog rolled into town across Chiniac Bay on a Sunday afternoon. The research vessel is just over 200 feet long. Climbing up to the ship's wheelhouse is a bit of a walk. Terry McTighe is an ecologist for NOAA and the chief scientist on the boat's current research cruise, which runs through early April. She says a lot of the research revolves around trawl fisheries.
The big pollock surveys, those kind of things go out on this vessel.
McTighe says the ship has a 25-person crew, about half of whom are part of the NOAA Corps, which is an unarmed branch of federal uniformed officers. Lieutenant Benjamin Kaiser is a member of the NOAA Corps and is the ship's operations officer.
So the primary stuff that we do is all oriented around the Alaskan pollock fishery, specifically the Alaskan walleye surveys that go around in the Gulf of Alaska, on the western side, and also the Bering Sea.
Alaska's pollock fisheries are the state's largest by volume. Kaiser says NOAA recently finished the winter survey for the species, but unlike commercial trawlers, the Oscar Dyson does short mid-water net drags to get a snapshot of what's in the water. It helps verify what they see on sonar.
The scientists will be able to interpret it to see how much is below the ship on our current track line, and then basically, they have to ground truth that data.
Lieutenant Commander Emily Rose is also a member of the NOAA Corps and captains the Oscar Dyson. She says the research provides data used for fisheries management.
The pollock stuff that we do is very impactful directly as well. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of what we're used to doing, having things that directly impact the communities pretty quickly.
But for this cruise, they're also laying the groundwork to develop forecasting methods for harmful algal blooms, which are responsible for paralytic shellfish poisoning.
So it'll be fun. It'll be the first time we've done anything like this, and we're excited.
McTighe, the chief scientist, says they'll be taking mud samples from around Kodiak to find the root causes of the blooms. The ship will even host staff from the Kodiak Area Native Association to help the research.
So we're going to work over here, the bays along the coast of Kodiak, and then do lines that go all the way out on the continental shelf. Because this is our first year, and we don't know which of those samples are going to be reasonable.
They also have some stations to check in the Shelikof Strait on the west end of Kodiak Island. When they're out to sea, though, it's a 24-hour operation for nearly 2 weeks straight. McTighe says the crew has a unique approach to prevent burnout.
So we do 4 hours on, 8 hours off, 4 hours on, 8 hours off. So you would work, for instance, midnight to 4 a.m., noon to 4 p.m., and you'd have a gap of time where you can sleep and a gap of time where you can relax.
The NOAA research vessel is expected to return to Kodiak this weekend. Aboard the Oscar Dyson, I'm Brian Fenwell.